carry anything a little extra for you against the Jets?
I mean, I just try to treat every game the same. You know, going in, I try to be as prepared as I can and just play my best ball. You know, I try to treat all of them the same.
Is there anybody on that team you'd like to give a good like to?
Honestly, when I play a game, I'm trying to hit all the guys on the offensive side. So just whichever one is in my sight line.
Josh was asked earlier this week if he'd like to finish what he started against the Jets. He said, "Well, Mario's here, so I don't have to. Do you guys kind of joke about that now that your teammates? What happened last year? Do you guys have some fun with it between you?"
Yeah, it's come up quite often. You know, it's kind of a lighthearted thing. You kind of just kick back and joke about it now.
Mario, they're obviously very good against the run. You were in the defense for a while. What is it about the scheme that makes them so good?
I don't know if it's so much the scheme. They have good players. You know, we were just as good, or just as good when Rex was there. You know, and so against the run, and so it's a tribute to, I guess, good players understanding, you know, what to do and how to get the job done.
After the year they had last year, are you surprised they're 2-5?
Am I surprised? I mean, no. Every year is different. You know, you can return the same team. You still have to go and play the game inside the white lines. You know, I don't know what's going on over there. I'm not there. I just try to stay focused on the Browns. Yeah, you know, coaches know I know a little bit, you know, about them, and so just kind of personnel questions and stuff like that.
What's it gonna be like seeing that uniform again? Think it'll draw up any?
Nah, I don't think so. Going into the game, one thing on my mind is just getting a win.
Mario, what do you see in Ryan Fitzpatrick this season, and just in the combination of that and what you know about him being a former teammate and everything he was able to do last year? How do you view that matchup?
Well, he's a very smart quarterback. He knows where to go with the ball. He knows how to make reads. He's a better athlete than people give him credit for. He can make a lot of plays with his feet. They got a very smart offensive line. They got two very capable backs. I think they're a little banged up at receiver. And so, he knows how to get the guys he wants to throw the ball. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
He got benched, and then he came in this past weekend and helped them win. And afterwards, talking about nobody else believes me, I believe in myself. I mean, do you kind of view that series of events as kind of giving a guy even more motivation than he already had?
I think a lot of guys in this league play with a chip on their shoulder, and whatever gets them motivated to go, it just depends.
After the defensive performance in Cincinnati, when the coach brought everybody up to the huddle, sideline at 5 minutes, what's the practice week been like on that side of the ball, the motivation to erase that?
Just perform better. As a defense, we know we have to play better.
Any different practice week other than the norm?
Just more attention to detail.
Could you sense the frustration in you because of how you guys are playing on defense?
I think players, coaches, everybody's frustrated when you don't perform up to your standard. What do you mean?
Didn't you guys maybe email each other or direct message, or did you have some kind of conversation the week after that, like you were trying to make sure he was okay? Or was that
Twitter? That might have been a Twitter thing.
You guys,
yeah.
Have you guys bonded over that, or do you ever kind of laugh about that?
Yeah, we're really good friends now, so we joke about it a lot.
What kind of leader is Josh? What kind of spark do you think it'll give you guys?
He's a really smart guy, and he has a lot of experience. You know, he's played this game for a long time at a high level. You don't play that many years in the league if you're not able to play at a high level. And that's just a tribute. You know, it speaks for itself. And You know, he's a great quarterback. You know, he can get the job done. And if he's on the field or whoever's on the field, you know, we need him to play at a high level to get the job done. Like I said, he's a smart guy. He knows where to go with the ball, and he knows how to get the ball out on good timing. You know, he knows how to make the right reads, and you know, that's really all you're asking from a quarterback. And if they do that, then you're going to have, you know, trouble on defense.
Okay.